There are several insertions that we make in the Shemoneh Esrei at different times of the year. Sometimes we add things on Rosh Chodesh, sometimes we add things on Chanukah Purim, sometimes we add things on Motzei Shabbos, and sometimes we add things which are for a significant part of the time, depending on the agricultural, depending on the season in terms of the weather. So Chazal tell us that in the certain months of the year we recite Mashiv Ruach, certain months of the year we add in Mesein Talamotar. The question becomes, what if a person makes a mistake? A person says the wrong thing at the wrong time, but doesn't say what he's supposed to say. So how does that impact on the Shemoneh Esrei? So in the Gemara itself, so it appears that this would be a big problem when you're dealing with the Mashiv Ruach, so you're dealing with the Mesein Talamotar. So the person asks for rain at a time when it's not appropriate, or he forgot to ask for rain at a time when it is appropriate, so that could potentially disqualify the entire Shemoneh Esrei. So that halacha may have a little bit of a change for us, at least in Chutz La'aretz, based on the following. That the Gemara tells us, Maseches Tainis, that the rainy season is really dependent upon where a person is. So in Eretz Yisrael, they actually begin to ask for the same Talamotar and Zayin Cheshvan much earlier than we do in Chutz La'aretz. Gemara says that in Bovel, the rainy season didn't begin until much, much later, until 60 days after the Tkufa of Tishrei. So we're talking about a significant time later, which corresponds to, that's the reason why we have the secular date, so to speak, which is dependent upon the solar calendar, December 4th, 5th, whatever, depending on the nuances of the year. So the Gemara says that in Bovel, they wouldn't ask for rain until much, much later. Now the question becomes, where do we, when I say we in America, where do we fit into the picture? So on the one hand, we're not quite Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, we're not quite Bovel either. So the minute Yisrael is that we follow whatever the days of Bavel were. Whatever the rainy season of Bavel was, that's what we ask for rain as well. So the Rush already raised the question, is that really true? It means that why in the world should we, the Rush lived in Germany and Spain, why in the world should we depend upon the rainy season of Bavel? So the Rush opens up the possibility that if you live in a place that doesn't have an absolute clear rainy season, maybe it's always appropriate to ask for the same Talamot on the Bracha. And then the further question, would it also be appropriate to say Mashiv Ruach Amar Nageshem? That's really a further breakdown within the view of the Rush. So it could be that in America, if a person asks for rain or mentions rain at the wrong time, quote unquote, it could be there is no such thing as the wrong time. It could be it's always appropriate, it's always acceptable to ask for rain. So we don't follow this Lechad Chila. And then it is that we follow whatever it says in the Siddur, whatever it says on the dates, December 4th, 5th, whatever it is. So we follow the B'nai Bavel for whatever reason. But with the evidence of a person made a mistake and asked for rain at the wrong time in America, one could argue maybe that doesn't disqualify the Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's a further breakdown question. If a person said Mashiv Ruach at the wrong time, would that also be true? So again, those shahs are a little bit nuanced. So don't make a mistake. Try to follow what it says in the Siddur, follow what it says in the calendar. Try to say the right thing. But if you do, so then you have to ask a shayla as to what would the din be for the evidence. The one will be.